Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, what's up, man? Are you as happy as I be?
I am Isaac Bruce, man, and I'm pretty excited today, Doc. Great game last night. Intense game last night. It was a little different. Hard-earned win. A lot of ebbs and flows between the two teams. Could have went either way, but you know, what more can you expect between two division opponents, man? That's the way to get those games are normally played.
Yeah, man, both teams coming off a short week. Of course, we were coming off a loss, man, a division loss to the Arizona Cardinals, going to Seattle, taking care of business. Now, everybody's saying it wasn't a must win, but as far as I'm concerned, it was a must win, man. You don't want to lose two games in a row. You definitely don't want to lose two division games in a row. But we went to Seattle and took care of business, 26-17. Matthew Stafford, a little bit off against Arizona on Sunday. He really wasn't as sharp last night against Seattle. He missed some throws. I think that index finger is bothering him. But he led our offense, man, to almost 500 yards of total offense, throwing that rock, bro. And we finally got it back together, man, and got it going again. 26-17 win at Seattle, which is always a tough place to play in. We got the dub, bro. Russell Wilson got hurt. Don't matter, though, because we got the dub, and that's all that counts.
Well, indeed, that's all that counts, Doc. However, let's take a look at this, man. Let's go back to some of the mindsets from last year. Let's say we get in a game like this versus a division opponent versus a Russell Wilson. We have some moments where Matthew Stafford wasn't as excellent as we would like to see him. He had a couple overthrows. But, you know, there was a sense of okay, we're going to get out of this. We're going to get better. We're going to start to connect. Whereas last year, we'd be like, oh, man, here we go again, man. So, you know, it's a different air that we're breathing right now. So just to see these guys really fight and really play a Seattle Seahawks style of game and win it on the road like that, man, it's impressive. I was impressed by the coaching. The resilience of the players, a lot of different stuff came up that we haven't seen this year, particularly Robert Woods being involved more. And just from a formation standpoint, I think we did a lot more of that, a little bit more different than what we had seen previously, and we're able to pull out this victory, man.
Yeah, big victory. As I said, once again, 26-17 against the division rival. Seattle runs our record to 4-1. They dropped 2-3 in the division. And speaking of Matthew Stafford, he had some underthrows. He had some overthrows. He was off, but still, man, he still took care of business. 365 yards and a touchdown. And Cooper Kupp, nice little game. But Bobby Trees, Robert Woods, hey, 12 catches. I think 150 yards or something like that. I mean, going off, and Matthew Stafford was looking for him as well. Now, they can sit up there and say Robert Woods been kind of cool these first couple of weeks. He ain't been upset about not being a target. That is a damn lie, because Stafford was looking for him last night, and not only was he looking for him, they were actually calling Robert Woods' number, because I see those plays. Those plays were designed to go to him, and they went to him, and he showed up big, man, and that's something we really want to see. See Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and him, Matthew Stafford, spreading that thing around and keeping all those receivers as happy as possible. We're not surprised that Robert Woods put up big numbers like that, Isaac.
Not at all. He's been a very productive football player since he came into the league with Buffalo. And just to have him on our team, it's truly good to have that mesh of guys that we have. And let's be real, Doc, when you got a defensive coordinator like Ken Norton that's leading the Seattle Seahawks, they see on film what we like to do. They see our tendencies and they want to try to take those things away. So, you know, what's fortunate for us is that we have other guys that we can go to, Robert Woods being one of them. And to me, he doesn't consider himself a number two receiver, number three receiver, but a number one receiver. DeSean Jackson, I mean, we took a couple shots down the field. Although we don't hit him, Doc, sometimes that approach is definitely similar to the running game. If that running game isn't hitting like you want it to be hitting, you still have to run it just to let these guys know that we will attempt to run this football. So just having that group of playmakers around Matthew Stafford, man, it bodes well for everybody. We're going to hit those plays. We're going to hit our plays, and we're going to keep taking shots. And it was good to see Robert get involved the way he was last night.
It was also good to see us facing a defense like the Seattle Seahawks coming off a loss that we suffered on Sunday against Arizona, because Seattle came in with trash defense, last place defense in the NFL, allowing more total yards than anybody in the league. That's why I say trash defense. And what we did is we came out and put up 476 yards of total offense, man. I think that's the most since we played Buffalo last year when we put up 478. So that's exactly what we needed to see. And we also needed to see Darrell Henderson Jr., dog. Hey, D. Henny, man. D. Hendo, whatever they like to call the little fella from South Panola. D. Hendo was toting that rock, man. 17 carries at 82 yards. That's about 5 yards a carry, one touchdown. Some of those carries came at the end. We was kind of milking it, and he only was going to pick up 1 or 2 yards. But Darrell Henderson showed us something, man. He showed us some toughness. I love the vision, and I love the explosiveness. This is what we need from D. Hendo. He came in there. He ran the rock. If he was hurting, he sucked it up. And he's providing that running game and that running threat that we need to go with Matthew Stafford. And I'm pretty sure Sean McVay and the rest of the offensive staff and those offensive players, good to see D. Hendo tote that rock like that.
I think what we're seeing in Darrell Henderson is a paradigm shift, man, as far as the running back position is concerned, man, because I can see him picking up some traits. You know, we talked about last week as far as finishing drives. I seen a couple of drives where he finished in the end zone after he carried the big heavy wood down the field, you know, go ahead and chop it up and put it in the fireplace. So it's good to see that, Doc. He looked kind of familiar to me. I've seen his running style in a Frank Gore-ish yes. type way. I mean, where he's just in a crowd and then he pops out all of a sudden. And that's what I'm starting to see with Darrell Henderson right now. I think he's gaining more confidence. That offensive line is gaining more confidence in him and each other, man, because they're going to be a mesh. You got five up front, but the running back is a huge part of that. So it's a six-man unit to get that running game going, man. And you know, we were pounding it, Doc. We got an opportunity really to set the tone with the running game, which gave us opportunities to shoot that ball down the field, get those linebackers up. And let's just be real. That Seattle defense isn't what it used to be. I mean, they actually used to depend on their fans to really get them going. Now, I think they really need a 12th man on the field right now.
They do, man, 12, 13, 14, because that defense getting threaded. And I'm glad we were able to thread it again. And as I said, once again, Matthew Stafford threading that defense, man, 25-37. Bobby Trees, like I said, 12 of 150, great for him. Cooper Kupp, 7 for 92. They went to work. DeSean Jackson, 1 for 68. But I'm looking at Bobby Trees again. They targeted him 14 times, went to him, man. And they have 12 catches and 14 targets. That's extremely good. So they had, and you spoke about the offensive line. Not only that, the O-line putting in that work, but Tyler Higbee, man, them dudes be blocking, Isaac. The receivers be blocking. That's what's so impressive to me. Everybody blocks, bro.
You know what? It's good to see, Doc. I mean, you expect Tyler Higbee to be that dual threat, be that blocking tight end, plus a guy who can get out vertical and stretch the defense as well. And, you know, he caught a touchdown pass, which was a great route, great pass by Matthew Stafford. But as far as the guys blocking on the perimeter, it's always up to the offensive line, first and foremost, to get guys probably 4 or 5 yards of carry. After that, it's all about what the receivers are doing down the field, making sure these running backs aren't getting extra hits at the line of scrimmage, because they can take a toll. Who knows, one time if Sony Michel or Henderson are being held up by another defender, and then it's that safety that comes in and causes that rib injury. So just really kind of keep these guys from taking extra hits, man. It's beneficial.
Yeah, and as well as we played on offense, our defense had some lapses, but still took care of business, man, because you're holding them to 17 points. Russell Wilson, we know what he can do. He came in before he got hurt. We still was at that ass. He was completing some passes, also completed some passes to DK Metcalf and, you know, against Jalen Ramsey. You know, it's Jalen Ramsey so good, man. It's almost, you know, people going to catch on you. But he's so good, when somebody catch on him, you be like, dang, dog, what's wrong with you, bro? You tripping. But it happens. But still, overall, able to contain Russell Wilson. Now, he went out with that finger injury, and he couldn't come back, and that finger injury looked real, real bad, man, especially on the quarterback. I don't know how the hell you can play with that. Yeah. That's why he didn't come back. But Geno Smith came in and did pretty good. But overall, our defense handled business. Aaron Donald finishing with at least another sack, you know, just being the hell raiser he is. Our defense wasn't an extraordinary performance, but they did what they needed to do to hold them and help us get this double.
Well, Doc, it's a work in progress right now, man. I mean, we're trying to mix and match and see what fits, what style, how can we cause pressure and tighten up that running game as best we can. We got weeks to get it done. Fortunately, this being a short week, we got another 10 days before we play another football game. So, you know, that's a lot of time to put in. And that being said, man, there was a lot of finger injuries going on last night, man. Yeah, Stafford with his finger, particularly with the quarterbacks. And then Russell Wilson breaking or spraining his middle finger, man, which did look gruesome. But you're talking about two of the toughest competitors at that position that's always available for their team, man. So it's kind of difficult to see these guys play that way. And Russell Wilson being threatened to have his 149 starting game streak broken up, you know. But, you know, that pressure is real, Doc.
Before we wrap this thing up, I love the fact that, you know, we didn't play too well in the first half, just scored 3 points. But in the second half, we made some adjustments and came out, got the offense going, scoring 23 of our 26 points in the second half. So that lets me know that Sean McVay and them, they are game planning at halftime, and the players are coming out and executing that. I'm just glad to see us get this W, man, because this is a win that we needed to get. Kicker, man, Matt Gay, God dang, bro. I mean, we're going to forget about the two out of bounds and the extra points you missed, but we can't have that. Now, you kicked a good one to ice the game at the end. Well, bro, I know, Isaac, you like kickers, but come on, man, we can't start that this season.
Hey, well, I tell you what, Doc, I do consider them football players.
I know
so
you
when
do.
You consider them, when you consider them football players, they're in line shot of criticism as well, Doc. So, I mean, kicking the ball out of bounds, Doc, is unacceptable, man. I mean, you just can't do that. You put your defense in a tough spot, a defense that's gaining confidence. You're putting them in a tough spot already versus a Russell Wilson. So you got to do everything you can to help this team win, man. And kicking the ball out of bounds, that's just unacceptable. And missing field goals, particularly on the road, Doc, in environments like that. We need our kicker to not even be heard or seen or having conversation about on road games like this in division with the division opponents, man. They need not be heard of.
And I feel the same way. So, you know, Matt Gay, whatever you need to do to get right, man, because we're not about to go through the rest of this season worrying if you're going to hit kicks or not, because we had to deal with that last season and we ain't trying to see that. But what we are seeing now is a 4-1 record, still up there, second place in the NFC West, because Arizona is still undefeated up until now. They still got to play this weekend. I think they play this weekend, but now we're off, man. We don't play again until we go to New York to play the Giants. So this should be a nice little break for us. So whatever that's bothering Matthew, because it's obvious that finger is bothering him on his throwing hand, that index finger. They were wrapping it up, and that will cause you to miss some throws and underthrow some throws and overthrow some people. But we get a nice little break, man. Then we go all across the country to play the Giants, but I'm pretty sure the Rams players, this is a break that's much needed, and they can heal up and also shore up and correct some things.
Absolutely, man. 4-1 at the end of five games, good place to be, second place. Like we mentioned earlier, Doc, 10 days to heal up before we play our next football game, travel, and just we can sit back and watch film. I mean, the New York Giants have a very critical game this weekend versus a division opponent in the Dallas Cowboys. So maybe we pick up some habits that they may be doing, really self-scout ourselves and see how we can move forward and producing a better defensive scheme, production. They're really in all three phases of the game, special teams and offense.
Indeed, man. Well, anyway, it's a good Friday because we're coming off a dub Thursday night football primetime. The Rams are now 4-1. We looking good, Matthew Stafford. Way to bounce back, man. Offense, way to bounce back. defense, keep doing your thing, you know, but we're going to need y'all to play a lot better than anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get up out of here?
That's it, Doc. I mean, great win. I mean, one of those old smash mouth division rival games versus the Seattle Seahawks, man. I enjoy seeing it. I most definitely enjoy seeing us come out on top. If I'll add something else, I just say I think I may be over the Seattle Seahawks jersey or uniform combination. I mean, it just pops out on the screen. I'm not with it. It just doesn't mesh well with what we wear, with that royal, that blue and that gold that we come out with. It just doesn't mesh well. So I'm over that.
No, man, it looks like highlighters, man. Every time I see them, I'm like, I want to go study, man, to give me a highlight and highlight some words, man. That's some trash. They need to throw that away, man. But anyway, I'm just glad it ain't us. But hold on, bro. I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you go. I don't necessarily like our dirty white uniforms either, man. They call them bone. That's dirty white to me, man. I hate them uniforms ugly, bro. I'm sorry, dog. I don't like the dirty white we wear either now.
I tell you what, they are better than the initial uniform change that we had in St. Louis after winning the Super Bowl. I mean, they're 10 times better. The ones that we wore during that little period, trash them. Don't ever bring them back. I'll go with what we had on last night as a replacement.
I'm with you on that, man. But you know we're talking about a replacement. We don't have any replacements for Isaac Bruce, man. Another great episode. Brother, go enjoy your day. Play your golf. Enjoy your weekend. Because that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.